March 16, 1922. To live in the divine will has nothing great externally. Everything passes between the soul and God. Continuing in my usual state, I was thinking to myself, I feel I am the most bad one of all. Yet, my sweet Jesus tells me that his designs upon me are great, that the work which he is doing in me is so important that he does not want to entrust it even to the angels, but he himself wants to be the custodian, the actor and the spectator. Yet, what great things do I do? Nothing. My exterior life is so ordinary that I do things below others. But while I was thinking of this, my always lovable Jesus, cutting off my thought, told me, "My daughter, it shows how without your Jesus you can think and say nothing but nonsense." My dear mama also did nothing extraordinary in her exterior life. Even more, apparently she did less than others. She lowered herself to the most ordinary actions of life. She used to spin, sew, sweep, light the fire. Who would ever have thought that she was the mother of a god? Her external actions indicated nothing of this. And when she carried me in her womb, containing the eternal word within herself, every motion of hers, every human actions, won the adoration of the whole of creation. From her came the life and the preservation of all creatures. The sun hung upon her, expecting the preservation of its light and heat. The earth, the development of the life of the plants. Everything hovered round her, heaven and earth hung upon her every motion. Yet, who saw anything? No one. All her greatness, power and sanctity, and the immense seas of goods which came out of her, were in her interior. Each one of her heartbeats, breaths, thoughts, words, were an outpouring into her Creator. There were continuous currents between her and God, which she would receive and give. Nothing would come out which would not wound her Creator, and by which she would not be wounded. These currents expanded her, raised her, and made her surpass everything, but no one saw anything. I alone, her God and Son, was aware of everything. Such current ran between me and my mama, that her heartbeat would run within mine, and mine within hers. So, she lived from my eternal heartbeat, and I from her maternal heartbeat. Therefore our lives were blended together. And this was exactly what, in my eyes, distinguished her as my mama. External actions do not satisfy me, nor do they please me, if they do not start from an interior whose life is formed by me. Now, what is your wonder if your external life is completely ordinary? I am used to covering my greatest works with the most ordinary things, so that no one may point to them, and I may be more free to operate. And when I have completed everything, I make surprises and I manifest them to everyone, making all remain astounded. And it is certain that the work I am doing in you is great. Do you think it is trivial that I make all your acts run in the current of my will, and that the current of my will runs in your acts? And that, as these currents run, they form one single act with all the acts of creatures, making a divine volition flow over all of them, becoming the actor of the act of each one, substituting for all with a divine act, a divine and eternal love, reparation and glory? And that the current of a human will is in continuous relations with a divine will, and that one pours into the other? My daughter, what I recommend to you is that you be attentive and that you follow me faithfully. And I, my love, in these days the circumstances have been such that I felt distracted. And he, therefore be attentive, because when all that you do does not flow in my will, it happens as if the sun stopped its course. And when you are distracted, you form clouds before the sun and you remain obscured. However, when the distractions are involuntary, a strong and firm act of your will to run in my will is sufficient to place the sun on its course, and like a rapid breeze, to dispel the clouds in order to make the sun of my will shine more beautifully.